Welcome back to the show, 12 to 8 on your Monday morning. Sensational effort on the weekend by Ash Barty to get through. There were a few nervous moments late on in the third set yesterday, but she steadied to hold her composure, and she's now through to her first quarterfinal of her Grand Slam career. Nicole Pratt, Aussie tennis legend herself, joins us on this Monday morning for a chat about that. Nicole, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Morning, great to be here.
Tell us about the significance of that win, not only for Ash yesterday, but for Australian women's tennis.
Oh, I think, you know, I mean, it's fantastic for Ash personally. You know, she's been working hard, and certainly she said that at the end of the match, saying, you know, her team has put in a great effort over the preseason and, you know, starting to see some of the rewards. So, yeah, it's fantastic for her, but also, you know, Aussie women's tennis. I think we've had sort of a really good summer overall. And, you know, to see one of our players going so deep in the tournament, that's only going to give the rest of the players, you know, a ton of confidence for 2019.
So good to see an Australian into the second week. In terms of her game over the last 18 months, we were talking a little earlier on the show about how much her serving has improved. What do you think has been her main improvement over these last 18 months, 2 years?
Yeah, I agree with you, the serve. I mean, she has, you know, her stats say that pretty much she's in top two in the world in terms of serving stats. The only other player that's actually sort of really better than her and particularly under pressure is Serena Williams. And I think Ash, you know, has just chipped away over time, you know, working on all areas of a game. I think maturity, the ability to play more out on the road week in, week out, I think has definitely paid off. So, yeah, it's a combination of different things. Ash has always had such a high skill level, the ability to hit all shots. And I guess sometimes, too, when you have the ability to hit all shots, it takes some time to sort of figure out which ones to hit at the right time. So she's certainly doing a lot of that right now.
And Ash hasn't beaten Petra in three attempts, but she's come mighty close. Is there one aspect of Petra's game that that Ash should be focusing on ahead of this particular clash?
Yeah, I think they're returning. Kvitova's got a very good, you know, lefty serve, and the lefty serve, she's able to swing it out to sort of Ash's backhand side, and Ash, you know, she definitely favours the forehand. It's a weapon for her. And so I think it's going to come down to, you know, how well Ash returns. I think once she gets herself into rallies, certainly she's a more than 50-50 chance of winning those, and serve she dominates. So I think it'll sort of come down to returning from both players, really.
How deep do you think Ash can go, not only at the Australian Open, but all the majors this year? Is she ready to break through and even get to a final or win a slam?
Well, I think yesterday was a breakthrough for her. I mean, that's a big win to beat, you know, a legend like, you know, Maria Sharapova, who's always so tough in those moments. You can see Maria almost got back into the match yesterday when Ash had a 4-love lead. And, you know, I think Ash is the type of player that, you know, she takes it match by match and day by day. And I think if she kind of has that attitude, then, you know, I think she will, you know, give herself the best chance. She'll put her best foot forward. I don't want to say, and you know, that she's, you know, going to win a Grand Slam in the near future, because I think she would just prefer that, you know, like she'd like other people, I think, to just talk about, you know, one day at a time. So as long as she does that, then I think there's some great things ahead for her.
What about also her reputation amongst the Australian public? It must give you a great sense of pride, who has seen her through a lot of the junior ranks and worked with her a little bit, Nicole, to see the Australian public take to her so kindly and get behind her as well.
Yeah, she's just so grounded. Yeah. She is your typical Aussie girl, and you know, you heard in the interview after the match, you know, she loves the cricket. Yep. When she gets a chance, she'll flick that on and watch her mates that she played with a couple of years back. So, yeah, I think what her appeal is that she is so grounded, that, you know, she's humble, she loves the sports, and, you know, it's easy to get behind, you know, such a down-to-earth individual.
I did enjoy on Friday when she said, "I'm going for an ice bath, a coffee, and I'll sit down and watch the cricket."
Fantastic,
on Friday afternoon. It was brilliant.
She made a big thing yesterday as well of the crowd and how loud it was and the boom that was there. How important is that going to be going into this quarterfinal as well?
Oh, I think it's huge. Like, when you get to those tough moments, and, you know, especially if you go deep into a third set, you know, the crowd behind you, I think that just sort of enables you to rise another level that maybe you didn't think you could get to. can be quite intimidating for your opponents as well. They've got something else to sort of contend with. So, yeah, it's something we need to take advantage of here in Australia, is kind of use the crowds for the energy and also a little bit of intimidation of the opponents.
One last one before we let you go, Nicole. What did you make of the extended break at the end of the second set from Maria Sharapova? Did it frustrate you as much as everyone else who was watching from home?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, because I do think there is sort of bathrooms just around the corner from center court. But maybe, you know, she left something in the locker room, and now because of the new development, it's amazing, by the way, maybe she had to go for a hike back to the locker room. So if that was the case, then, you know, it is going to take as long as she took yesterday.
It was a long break between second and third set. Luckily, Ash was able to close it out and make her first ever Grand Slam final. Nicole, fantastic to chat this morning, and hopefully we might even touch base later in the week if Ash is still going.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. That would be awesome.
It would
be. We obviously want to see it keep going.
It would be awesome. Nicole Pratt there joining us on RSN 927, a fantastic voice in Australian women's tennis, and great to see Ash and the support behind her as well. A bit of a contrast to the men's side of things.
Well, I think that's the beauty of it as well. And she's just such a relatable character, isn't she, Ash? And I think that's important. As sports lovers and sports viewers, we just love people we can relate to.
It was funny looking at the footage of her from her Big Bash couple of years ago, how much her body shape has changed
a lot,
well.
Hasn't
I mean,
it?
Obviously she's worked incredibly hard off the court, and that's evidence when you line up those two pieces of footage. She's a different athlete now, powerful.
If I'd have said to you back then that she's going to play in a quarterfinal, Australian Open, potentially go even further, what would you have said?
Yeah, I would have said you're kidding. It's a fantastic...
Says a lot about her, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And the drive that she's got.
Yep, says a lot about her indeed.